With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Wisconsin's partisan primary is coming up August 13th. Steve Osnes is challenging incumbent Chris Marlowe for Lincoln County Clerk. WXPR's Hannah Davis-Reed talked to both candidates.
Steve Osnes is challenging incumbent Chris Marlowe for Lincoln County Clerk in the Wisconsin partisan primary on August 13th. Osnes has been a part of local politics since 2018 when he ran for Merrill City Council. He won that race and held that position for 4 years before becoming a member of the county board in 2022. Now, Osnes has his sights set on a new goal, Lincoln County Clerk. He said multiple municipal clerks asked him to run for county clerk as they were displeased with the current county clerk, Chris Marlowe.
I actually had similar problems with the county clerk when I was on the Common Council for Merrill. The ballots got screwed up when I was on Common Council, so it was an election year. Myself and another person, I was in District 4, and the other person was in District 5. He was not running against me. We were both running against other opponents. And we got phone calls on election day that we were not on our ballots. So I was on ballot 5, which I should have been on ballot 4 for district-wise. And he was reversed also. So that started giving me thinking that there was a problem.
He said that he called the county clerk and resolved the ballot issue at that time. Marlowe, who has been the county clerk for the past 12 years, said that Lincoln County's elections are diligently secured.
Citing a small error on a municipal race, I can tell you that I am not the filing officer for municipal races. Our municipal clerks are the filing officers for their municipalities, and they are tasked with oversight over what gets on their ballot.
He said that there's been a lot of turnover in the clerk's office and that his expertise is particularly needed now.
I am considered a leader amongst my peers.
Marlowe was chair of the Wisconsin County Clerks Association for a number of years and is the current president of their legal defense fund. For WXPR News, I'm Hannah Davis-Reed in Lincoln County.
National attention is turned to Michigan for the presidential race, but voters will also have a major say in determining which party controls Congress next year. The general election lineup for an open U.S. Senate seat and two competitive congressional races will be solidified in party primaries Tuesday. Democratic U.S. Representative Alyssa Slotkin and Republican Mike Rogers are seen as the likely nominees for an open Senate seat. With Democrats holding a narrow majority in the U.S. Senate and Republicans maintaining similarly slim control of the U.S. House of Representatives, the Michigan contest could have far-reaching national implications. Birds can pass along bird flu to cattle, so dealing with outbreaks in birds can also protect cows. This version of the H5N1 virus started in Asia in 2021 and moved around the world through migrating birds. Efforts to slow that spread are part of the job for Robert Mikich, a professor of soil and waste resources at UW Stevens Point.
Primarily, we're focusing on our disposal efforts for chickens and turkeys, but it's something that's in the wild population. And as the wild population is going across the landscape, as they have their droppings fall and that sort of thing, as they're interacting with other animals, it's being spread pretty quickly. And for the birds, it's quite devastating.
If an outbreak is found, cleaning and disposal teams like the one Mikich works with go in and get rid of the virus.
It's a three-step approach. It's the euthanization, then it's the cleaning and disinfection, and then what I'm involved with folks around our state and our university is more on the disposal end, where we are ultimately composting the bulk of the chickens.
All birds at an affected facility are culled, which can be a very tough and sensitive process for disposers as well as farmers. Before any fair this year, it was announced all cattle had to be tested for bird flu before entering to ensure the safety of the animals. There have been a few instances of the virus being passed on to humans, causing concern for farmers' health as well. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. A new academic analysis shows income inequality in Wisconsin growing as a concern. Voices at the community level are hopeful about closing gaps, but warn it won't happen overnight. Mike Moen reports.
The University of Wisconsin-Madison summary says income inequality in the Badger State isn't quite as high as the national level, but it has been growing steadily over the past 30 years. The author says higher income individuals benefit disproportionately from economic growth. Robert Craig with Citizen Action of Wisconsin says years of policy decisions and tax code changes are driving factors.
We need a deliberate policy that restores the conditions for greater economic equality and greater racial equality, because our socioeconomic system is color-coded, and where you are more likely to be poor if you were black or brown than if you were white.
Craig says there are no longer guaranteed pathways for people to secure good-paying jobs, whether they pursue college or look for work after graduating high school. He thinks jobs tied to clean energy growth, spurred by federal investments, can help reverse years of troubling trends. But he says other important sectors, like childcare, need structural changes to foster stronger wage growth. Craig suggests if someone working a low-wage job can't take time off to attend a training course, they stand little chance of advancing in a new career. So, he says another reform that's needed is an overhaul of job training programs.
A lot of the workforce training programs we have are helpful to a number of people, but they don't move the inequality numbers because they don't reach enough people.
The Inflation Reduction Act has set aside billions to train and place people in clean energy jobs, but Craig says other programs need to pay people to train and start working in a new career much sooner. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.